You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's Sunday morning, and if I say I'll see you next Friday, you and I may not agree on when we're actually next going to see each other.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruthen. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I love the story of this question. Where did this one come from?
This came from one of our listeners named Toby, and he emailed me with this question about next. And to introduce the question, he told me the story about meeting his wife. And here's the story. He wrote, I had phoned Phyllis on a Thursday on recommendation of a mutual friend, and we agreed to meet by going out to dinner on next Sunday. In my mind, next Sunday meant a week from the following Sunday, since the earlier Sunday would have been this Sunday. In Phyllis's mind, I meant this coming Sunday. Needless to say, she was all ready for me to pick her up on that earlier Sunday, and after my no-show, much to my future good fortune, phoned me to ask what had happened.
Oh, poor Phyllis.
But luckily, all seems to have gone well. They went on a date, and they are now happily married.
That's a really happy ending. Awesome.
Now, if it's Thursday, and I were to say to you, Rebecca, I'll see you next Sunday, what does it mean for you? Are you with Toby or with Phyllis?
See, in my mind, it means the very next Sunday. So I guess I'm with Phyllis on this one.
And I just don't get that because I'm absolutely with Toby that if it's Thursday and we say next Sunday, that is in 10 days because the coming Sunday is this Sunday. So this is the issue. What does next mean? And I'm afraid, Toby, that I have no great answer on this one because you look in usage guides and they say, this is just ambiguous, that you've got people on Toby's side and Phyllis's side of this. Now, next has been in English as long as there's been English. It means next to, nearest in place, your next door neighbor. And then it can mean the thing that is coming in immediate succession. This is typically not ambiguous if we are talking about, for example, the next day. The next day
that
is,
makes,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Today, and then there's the next day, which is tomorrow. And the next year is not ambiguous. Where it gets ambiguous is if we name the day, Wednesday, Thursday, or we name the month. We have the same issue with month. So right now it's February. If I were to say next May,
I would think the very next May, this coming May.
Right. And for me, that would be May of 2018. It's this question of, is it the May that is coming up in succession or is it the May of the next year? And that's where the ambiguity lies. Now, as I was looking into next, another issue arose that I was not expecting. In some of these usage guides, they raise the question of should the next come before the day or after the day? In other words, is it next Friday or Friday next?
Definitely not Friday next. That just sounds weird.
For me, it sounds old-fashioned.
Yes, that too.
I went to look in Google Books, where I can search millions of books to see what's going on. And what I found was that Friday next or Wednesday next was the more popular form until the middle of the 19th century. And around 1850 or so, we see the swap where next Friday starts to outpace Friday next. And now you'll still see Monday next, Friday next, but to put the next before the day is now significantly more common.
All right, Anne, I'm going to be really clear on this. I will talk to you on Sunday, February 12th.
It's a date.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.